the devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. So get your calls in right now.
Dominic, more Gableman news. You know, he made that big assertion during the interim report to the Assembly Elections Committee. You know, invite-only sort of testimony. And he said something about the nursing homes. You know, in the Zuckerberg cities, they voted it 100%. And then he kind of backed off that very slightly. He said, okay, 95 to 100%. That was the claim he made. more reporting from Molly Beck, in case you missed this one. Former corrupt Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman is alleging fraudulent voting took place in Wisconsin nursing homes during the 2020 election because full turnout took place in dozens of facilities he studied. But voting data from the state's largest county doesn't match his claim.
No, really?
In a report released earlier this month, Gableman's team questioned voting at nursing homes in the state's most populous counties, the Zuckerberg counties. In part, he said, because turnout hit 100% of registered voters in 30 facilities he vetted in Milwaukee County.
He betted.
Yeah. But just one facility experienced turnout at that level. And nursing homes overall saw just 76% turnout, according to data from each Milwaukee County municipality obtained by the Journal Sentinel. So they did actually verify. Gableman did not answer multiple questions and requests for interviews from the Journal Sentinel about, you know, how he calculated the turnout rates. How do you do the math, Gableman? You do know that 2 + 2 = 4, right? Not 110%. Still not seeing anything suspicious or alarming, Woodall Vogg, she is the Milwaukee County Elections Commissioner, said about the data. Gableman said in his report he vetted 30 nursing homes in Milwaukee County. And of the 1,084 registered voters he reviewed, all of them voted in 2020. He called the voting rates absurd and tied them to guidance issues by the Wisconsin Elections Commission to help nursing home residents vote during the most threatening months of the coronavirus pandemic. You recall, a little pandemic going on. In his report, Gableman measured turnout as a percentage of registered voters. But most election officials in Wisconsin don't use that benchmark and instead measure turnout as a percentage of eligible voters. Wisconsin allows voters to register at the polls, so the number of registered voters changes right up to election day. But what Gableman tell us prior, Dom? He doesn't really understand anything about elections.
Rep. Mark Spreitzer from the great state of Wisconsin, Democrat from Beloit, who sits on the election committee, said this. Whether Gableman is making things up to intentionally mislead
probably,
or whether this is more sloppy work and he misinterpreted the data, just as much of the rest of his work has been sloppy. I don't know what it is. But either way, it continues to be the case that when Gableman talks about how many voters don't have confidence in our elections, he and his investigation are a big part of why voters don't have confidence, because he's sowing a lack of confidence by putting out misinformation. What a joke.
Maybe he's just bad at math and politics.
And or he's doing exactly what they want. And now the speaker, the one of the most powerful Republicans in state government in Wisconsin, is out there saying there was massive voter fraud without specifying exactly what that was and without recusing his own office.
Or offering any evidence thereof. Because why would you offer evidence when you can offer conspiracies and conjecture, Dom?
Oh, yeah, baby.
844-967-2789. Having a little trouble getting my little cueer up. Dick from Madison. I swear I talked to you just a little while ago, Dick, but maybe that was yesterday. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Hey, Dick. I don't know. Anyway, real quickly, you know, earlier in the show I heard you talking about the parties where they're morphing. I would contend that the Republican Party is morphing not towards the right, more towards fascist. But, you know, can you imagine if Democrats would have acted like this after 9/11, this situation with the Ukraine? or when Bush was trying to put something together for, you know, in Iraq. Mitch McConnell, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and all the rest of these people, I have something to say to you. You know, you have a chance here to be on the right side of changing the world order towards the better. I'm sorry you're going to be on the wrong side of history.
Dick, you know, prescient words, perhaps. The winners get to write the history, though.
Great.
Let's sneak at least one more call in here before our fine guest, Ben Wickler. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, well, once again, you fail to talk about Afghanistan, Joe Biden's failure there, and
CJ?
And inflation rates, man. Why didn't I bring up inflation rates?
And inflation rates, and which has nothing to do with Joe Biden, and, you know, that what CJ and some of his fellows fail to understand is Joe Biden has nothing to do with the price of gasoline in America. It's oil companies that set those prices, and a lot of that is on the world market, and that it just is. Try getting your, you know, it's the fact-free America that we're tending toward getting to now is just, Gableman is just a symptom of that sickness. And people are just swallowing it to what he's saying, you know, the whole hog, I mean, all at once. And that is,
well, I mean, Mark, I don't know if he's a man of power and stature. It's more than just a symptom. I mean, he's part of the problem. He's part of the cause. Yeah, he's out there, you know, saying these things. And again, I got to reiterate, as a citizen of this country, if there is some sort of election irregularities, absolutely, we all want to know. I mean, hell, I thought the same thing when Donald Trump won. How could this guy possibly win? But, you know, we moved on. We go on because assuming everything was looked at, recounts are done, court cases are settled, you move on to the next one. But they just can't let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Come back with us. We got a fine guest. He is Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman. We're going to ask him about the new maps, maybe a little bit about Gableman, and this fine little event that happened at the Wisconsin State Capitol today. They decertified the voters, took on Robin Voss. I'm sure it went well for all parties. Come back, more doubles.
Shame on you.
What? Shame on you.
It just shows what can happen with the wrong government.